Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Spotify Green Room is the live, audio-only sports talk platform. It's free to download and use. You can talk to other fans, athletes, insiders in real time. Prepare for watch parties, debates, post-game breakdowns, reacting to breaking news. I mean, it's basically Twitter, but with audio. I mean, create, you know, a whole group to, you know, watch a game with. You know, you're not dealing with a lot of weirdos, you know, on Twitter replying to you. And, you know, who knows? Some people may join the show, and some people may have some weird takes on Madden football, you know, the video game. I mean, there, you'll have those kind of things. You know, plus the Peach Bowl's coming up. If you can't go to Atlanta for whatever reason, you know, may it work or whatever, this app is great for this. All you gotta do is download the Spotify Groom app. It's on the iOS App Store. Create your profile, link your Twitter, and just, you know, join a group of whatnot. Come in with your spicy takes. Always again, you so sweet, so very wet, so good, girl, you make me sweat. Talking about everything, oh, that's right. Know what I mean? Peaches and cream. Girl, you taste so good to me. Welcome to the Pit Panther Rants, another Sports Rants podcast. What is your host? And yes, it's the Peach Bowl. Peach Bowl, it's the week of the Peach Bowl, and I'm listening to Peaches and Cream from 112. Months before, I was jamming to Peaches from President of the United States of America. And of course, if you listen to the lyrics to that, and of course, this song as well, well, you know, President of the United States of America was talking about peaches. And, you know, they weren't talking about going and buying them. They were talking about, you know, something else. And of course, 112 is talking about peaches and cream, which is, you know, and they're not talking about the entree itself, but, well, you know, something else. But I had to have some sort of Peach Bowl thing, and I've already done the President of the United States one, so this one came up. You know, I remember this song came out, what was it, 2001? Let's Google it real quick. I think it was 2001 it came out. But I just remember, paste, let me see here, 112 Peaches and Cream, let's wiki it, because wiki will tell me when it came out. Yeah, released 2001, that, you know, April, what was it, what day was it released, let me see, here's the, oh, wiki, of course, wiki hasn't, released April 3rd, 2001, I was actually, let's see, I was actually a junior in college. I was a fourth year junior, because my first year of college didn't work out. So, you know, I was a fourth year junior, and because I was about to graduate the next year. Yeah, I remember the song came out. That was it was 2000. You know, it blew up in the summer 2001. I mean, there were so many. When was it? When did it peak? Let's see. Because that summer 2001 was a crazy year for music. I mean, actually, it was a really good year for music, because you had, you know, this song, you had, as far as rap R&B goes, you had this, you had whatever Ja Rule was releasing at the time. I mean, he was blowing up as well. You had Nas with that Uchiwala song. I remember, I'm trying to think what else was there. I think Nelly was releasing whatever. He had some, you know, I remember he had some tracks out. Yes, you had Jagged Edge with Where the Party At. That was with Nelly, I remember. That was another jam too during this whole summer thing, I remember. Yeah, 'cause I remember, you know, I was in college and I just remember there was a lot of parties I went to, and you know, these, you always, you know, or bars, you always heard the song from 112, you always heard the Jagged Edge song. As far as rock music went, I mean, you had Sum 41. I mean, that, you know, yeah, Sum 41 had Fat Lip. Now I'm thinking about that. Yeah. Oh, I need to figure out. Let's see. Billboard 2001. I gotta look up the songs for these. Now this is the Billboard 100 for the week of May 26, 2001. Okay, let's see. You had All For You, Janet Jackson. That was the number one. Survivor, Destiny's Child. Lady Marmalade. That was a hot one, I remember. I would go road trips with my friend, and we would actually jam to that song. I mean, a group of guys jamming the Lady Marmalade because of the girls that were in it. Hanging by a Moment by Lifehouse. Of course, there was that soft rock type of song. Oh, there was Ride With Me, you know, Nelly. That was for Office. Uncle Cracker, Follow Me, and Ditto, Thank You. Oh, that's right, because, you know, Stan came out the year before, 2000, and of course, there was that song by City High, What Would You Do? Nelly Furtado. Ah, Get Your Freak On with Missy Elliott. That was a big jam in 2001. Man, there was a lot of actual... of course, there was Shaggy with that Angel song. Because he, you know, yep. Moby with Southside with Gwen Stefani. I don't know, I wasn't really a big fan of this song. I actually like the original version without her. Nothing against Gwen. I just think some songs just don't need other people in them. Let's see what else we have here. Let's see. Oh, Drops of Jupiter from Train. Oh, Let Me Blow Your Mind with Eve and Gwen Stefani. Yep, that was another. Yep, that was another jam. Yeah, this was 2001. Was a really at least the summer 2001, I remember this was a really bumping year for music. Of course, if you're getting sentimental, there's I Hope You Dance from Leanne Womack. You know, that's Again from Lenny Kravitz. Yep, because of course, Drive from Incubus. It was at the time, it was 29 at this time. And yeah, I really didn't, I didn't like this song. I was a big Incubus fan at the time, and yeah, that song, I hate that song. Let's see what else. Yes, Put It On Me, Jerbo from featuring Little. Yep, that was a jam for that. What else was there? There was so, of course, like going back to rock, you had Butterfly from Crazy Town. That was, yeah, I forgot about that. You had 2001. You had what was it? Jack Black, obviously. Yeah, he was. I think that's he came out because I remember. I think I went to X Fest that year, and I did. And I got so drunk that I don't remember any of the bands that were playing. I don't think I see any of the bands play, to be honest with you, because there was really no good bands. There was really no good bands there that I liked. It was just Stained was there. I can't forget Stained. They released a whole bunch of songs, I remember. And It's Been a While. You had that. There's a bunch of other ones. I'm not even gonna bother with it. Oh yeah, it's for Jessica Simpson was out as well, and she had released some jams. You know that, like I said, 2001 was a crazy, not so much crazy, but it was a great year, great summer of music. I remember, you know, in terms of parties. I mean, there's. Yeah, I'm not going to get into more of these, but yeah, there's, oh yeah, Hit 'Em Up Style from Blue Cantrell. Yep, that was that was one of those ones that was in, basically, yeah, it was always in rotation, because basically, if you listen to Kiss FM, because Kiss FM was pretty, you know, was the station, one of the stations you listen to. I mean, there was also, what else was there? Well, I mean, Whammy was still there, but of course you had the X, but the X played this, X pretty much played the same shit in rotation from like 1996 by that point. I mean, they did add some other songs. I mean, you know, POD did that, POD was still kind of big at that time. They had that song Alive, I remember. That was, you know, I mean, because I remember they did, you know, they had that song Southtown, I remember, and I had that album, but the next album, it was basically just Alive, and I don't know, I really wasn't really into the rest of that album at that point. But, yeah, let's venture on to a lot of other things, because, well, I don't have much, I mean, really, I had, sports-wise, I didn't have much to talk, I don't have really much to talk about, because, I mean, I have the Peach Bowl to talk about, but there's, you know, it's going to be pretty much short and sweet, because it's not really, you know, whatever. Let's take a look here. What else we have? John Mann passed away yesterday, and there's some weird ass takes on Twitter. I never thought that the Mann's death would bring out the Twitter bots. I don't get it. You know, I mean, it's just from, you know, I mean, we're talking, I mean, people are talking about, you know, the violence in video games, and they, you know, and I don't know. I mean, I played Madden up until, what's it called? 2000s, I think the last Madden game I played was the 2004, the Michael Vick thing, and, I don't know. I never really thought about the whole violence thing, but the people are saying it. I mean, if we're being quite honest, hockey games in the early in the mid '90s, before that, were actually a lot more way more violent than Madden's video games. I mean, NHL hockey. I mean, if you hit some guy, blood came out, and of course you had the fighting as well. I mean, you know. A lot of times you went out just trying to injure somebody in those NHL games. I mean, that was, you know, you laid the big hit. But, I don't know if it really influenced people to go out and hurt people, though. I mean, for one thing, if you're going to lay a hit in hockey, you're going to have really good hand-eye coordination to do it for the most part. I mean, I think if you're laying any kind of a hit, you're going to have to do it, and I just don't think it really influenced that much. I mean, Nintendo hockey, I mean, you fought with the hockey sticks. You beat people with the hockey sticks. So, you know, I don't know, guys. It's out of my realm. It's just a bit kind of weird. And I'm sitting here clicking on these, 1549... I'm actually doing some work stuff right now. Long story short, we had a, okay, so this doesn't do dick. We had an outage last night at work, and for some reason there's a server that keeps crapping out on us, and naturally, nobody can figure out why it's crapping out on us. And of course, when I'm looking at the logs, there isn't dick that shows me what is going on with it. So, yeah, that's the frustrating part. There's nothing here, which it's a waste of time. Well, let's get back to the thing. Let's talk about the. Hope you guys had a great Christmas. Let's get to that. You know, before we get to Pit. I had a, Christmas wasn't too bad. I mean, with the whole co-parenting thing, kids had a blast, you know. As far as, you know, the food goes, they wanted spaghetti and, meatballs for their Christmas dinner, and I made that. I got a honey baked ham, which I'll probably eat for days. Which I'm still eating for a while. I had a pecan pie that was made with Crown Royal, and it's not too bad. I mean, you can taste a little bit of it. I mean, in reality, it's really just a pecan pie. It's nothing too exciting. But as we get into this whole pit thing, let's talk about Spotify Green Room. It's the live audio-only sports talk platform. It's free to download and use. You can talk to other fans, athletes, insiders in real time. Basically, it's a watch party. I mean, you may not go to Atlanta. You may not make it to Atlanta for the pit game, but if anything, you can have a watch party here using the Spotify Green Room and if your favorite podcast. And, of course, ESPN is interrupting my... God, I hate this shit. I have the ESPN page open, and here I am in the middle of my ad, and it's playing an ad. Well, that's probably my fault because I'm doing this. But yeah, go on to the iOS App Store, download, link your Twitter, whatever, Google Play Store, and join a group, and let's hope things get better for your game rather than what's been happening to me right now. All right, let's talk about the Pitt game. Pitt plays Michigan State tomorrow, 7 o'clock Central Time. No, 6 o'clock Central Time, 7 Eastern for the Peach Bowl. As far as the game goes, well, Kenny Pickett's out, as you all know. He opted out. So Nick Petty takes his place. And, of course, Pitt is without Mark Whipple. And, yeah, they're without Mark Whipple, and they have Tim Salem is going to be making the play calls. Brennan Marion doesn't seem too happy about, what's been going on. I mean, I've seen a lot of his fleets and tweet, whatever, Instagram stories where, I guess he's the guy of the go-go offense, and a lot of people copied his offense, but he doesn't have a job as an offensive coordinator. Make it make sense. I'm not sure why he doesn't have a job as offensive coordinator or why he hasn't been promoted. I'm not sure why. It's out of my hands, and I think Pat Narduzzi wants to give the play calling duties to someone he trusts. And I think since Tim Salem has been there for so long, Pat Narduzzi trust him a little bit more than Brennan. I mean, it's nothing personal. Brennan hasn't been there a year, whereas Tim has been here a while. And of course, we've wanted Tim, fired a few times because his tight end recruiting was started to become underwhelming, especially after Orndorff and Holtz left. We didn't have much of a tight end. And of course, the offense was very underwhelming as well because we had Sean Watson. And of course, if you don't have a tight end to throw the ball to, and if you're not throwing a tight end, then, you're not going to be able to recruit a tight end. Isn't that amazing? But yeah, that's pretty much it. And of course, we have Nick Patty. That's going to be the quarterback. And now, as you look at the teletape, Pitt should be able to throw the ball. Michigan State this year on defense a lot. 337.7 yards in the air. And if we have some sort of, if we have some sort of coherent passing game tomorrow, I think Pitt should be able to move the ball. Rush, they're not too bad on the rush. I mean, 170 yards on the ground, I mean, it's not too bad. So I guess it's really not a surprise that Michigan State lost to Ohio State and Purdue because both teams love to throw the ball. And of course, they offensively, I mean, their attack is pretty balanced. They have 245 yards passing, 185 yards rushing, so they have a pretty balanced attack. I mean, they love to run the ball. I mean, they're like it's been mentioned by Randy Bates, they have a big offensive line, so Pitt's going to have, a challenge here. Because I think Michigan State's going to probably run the ball a good bit against us. They're going to try to control the last scrimmage and control the clock. I mean, Pitt's going to have to... Pitt's been more of a throwing team. But I think with Nick Patty, there'll be more of a running team. The key thing would be for Pitt is to get Nick Patty into rhythm, have him get the ball to his receivers. I mean, he's got a pretty good stable of receivers to throw to. I mean, Jordan Addison's your obvious one, but the guy finds someone to get him into rhythm. And for Nick Patty, this is a win-win for him because this is an audition for him. And if he does pretty well, two things happen. He has, you know, he has a head start on the starting quarterback position for next season. Or if he's not too crazy to the fact that Pitt brought Keaton Slovis over him, he can just go in the transfer portal and go find himself a team to play for. So really, for Nick Patty, this is a win-win for him because he could say, you know, I have a head start for the starting quarterback position. Or he can say, oh, you know what, since you brought Keaton Slovis over me, you know, you recruited over me, well, screw you. I'll just go find a team to play for. I'll just go in the transfer portal. So for Nick Patty, this is pretty much a win-win for him. But I also like to see Pitt get the, I think for Pitt, the key thing will also be getting the running backs involved, getting Izzy, getting Hammond, getting Vincent Davis involved. Whether it's, you know, running the ball or just passes to them out of the backfield. I think that'll be a key thing is anything that's going to get Nick Patty into a rhythm and get him comfortable because this is basically his first major game he's starting because he did start a game years back and that was on 1AA game, which it was kind of disastrous. We almost lost the game. But this will be big for him. Now, as Michigan State goes, like I said, looking how they've done, I mean, it's no surprise Ohio State destroyed them. You know, they want to, you know, they're not going to, I mean, one thing we can say on Michigan State is they're going to be without their big Kenneth Walker's out, so that takes them out of the equation. And maybe it puts pressure on them to throw the ball. You know, the spread on this, the over under this game is 56 points, and I have a feeling this game's going to go under the total. Pitt's a +2.5. Michigan State's favorite in this one, which is no surprise because, you know, Kenny Pickett's out. The consensus got Michigan State. Ooh, okay. 73% are taking Michigan State -2.5. I don't know about this. If the majority of them are taking Michigan State, I think Pitt probably wins this game. Yeah. I'm sorry, but I got to go with Pitt in this one. I just think it's going to be... It's definitely not going to be a high-scoring game, but I think Pitt pulls this one out. I mean, I think the big difference is, you know, Michigan State has an actual quarterback that's played... But if they feel comfortable with Nick Patty, I mean that's great. If Nick Patty is able to come in, take the keys to the car. I mean, because like we said, Pitt's built a culture, and maybe hopefully this is the case. We'll get to see that in action. Hopefully, I mean there's so many questions that need to be asked, and as far as Tim Salen's future as offensive coordinator, I mean maybe this is an addition for him. We'll see. I mean. It's whatever. But, yeah, there's just a lot to take in. But let's just hope these guys stay healthy because the Omicron's been going around and it's rapidly going around and it's basically, I mean, it's not that major, it seems, because the quarantine has been reduced. I don't know. Anyways... Pitt Hoops lost a heartbreaker last night. We'll move before we close this show out. They lost to Notre Dame. They had the lead, 1-point lead. And, of course, the free throw was pretty bad. And they defended, shot pretty well. It just, Notre Dame it just was a good shot. And, of course, we drive down the court. And I don't know, I just thought... you know, I would have gotten Hughley involved in that part of it and get him the ball to pound it in, but it's whatever. Things just don't seem to go right in the Capelero. Anyways, I'll close out here. And you guys enjoy the game tomorrow. Head to pit. And I will chat with you probably next week. Have a great rest of the year. And I'll see you back in 2022.